How come I find myself in trouble every time my wife asks me a question while she's getting dressed?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about every single time my wife and I are getting ready to leave the house. It doesn't matter if we're going to the mall, but it's especially important if we're going out for like a nighttime function or a dinner or to a friend's house. Could even be a barbecue at a friend's house. She tells me she hates her outfit. Or before that, she even asks me how she looks, and I fail every single time.
Because I don't want to say it's a trap.
It's a trap.
But you
say
but
it.
Guys, our significant others are the only people that can truly tell us how we look without offending us.
Yeah, but as a woman, do you actually want to hear anybody that has anything to say? I mean, because the guy opens his mouth and never says the right thing.
Well, you have to figure it out. You have to figure out what she wants to hear, how you're going to deliver it, the right way to deliver it, you know, so that she feels good about herself. Because it's a lot of insecurity for women when they're getting ready to go out.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I've been witness to that. I mean, clearly I understand that part of it. And I've tried to say the nice things. Well, it's not that big of a deal. Or I love this dress.
What do you mean
dress.
It's not big of a deal?
I love this.
What
dress.
Does that mean?
You look great.
That's a big of a deal.
Nobody's going to remember the outfit you wore 3 months ago.
You mean that I spent all this time putting together this outfit and no one's going to remember
what
it?
What I'm saying is nobody's going to remember that you wore it 3 months ago, because she'll be like, no, I wore it to this other thing, so I can't wear it to this or whatever. I'll be like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Actually, it does make sense, because if it was a photographed event that ended up on Facebook, Instagram, and all the other social media sites, people will remember. If it's a black outfit, it's fine. Because
you're supposed
people won't realize
to wear
it.
A dress, though, and then what? Light it on fire?
Well,
I mean, do you wear an outfit one time?
Not
is that the way
idea.
It works in modern times? Because there's photography? That doesn't make any sense.
Depends on the event, kind of.
Come on.
I mean, it depends on the event. If it's a very unique outfit, I understand why she would be concerned. Because if it's unique, someone would be like, oh, I just saw pictures of her in that. Because Facebook time 3 months ago is really like yesterday in Stranger Time.
Here's the thing that I'm learning, too, is that even if I say, wow, you look really great, I mean, that's dress is great. Like, she expects me to be more than that. Like, I have to be like cartwheel over certain outfits, whereas I can just be middle of the road on other outfits.
What
you know?
If she doesn't like the outfit she's in?
She doesn't. She never likes the outfit she's in. Are you serious? She never likes the outfit she's in.
So
I thought that was just a girl thing. I thought all you girls agreed on the fact that you never like the outfit you're in.
But
am I wrong?
If she says
98% of the time,
if she has an outfit on her that you don't like, how do you respond to that?
I would never say it out loud.
she walks in, you just start booing.
If I'm telling you the truth, there's probably never a time that I will ever be like, that's a terrible outfit. I mean, if I really dislike one and I'm seeing several others, I'll tell her which one I like better, which, by the way, is never the right answer either. But I would never, even if I hate the outfit, I wouldn't be like, nope, that one's terrible. I would never do that.
My husband's made that mistake before.
I mean, all you have to do is witness somebody make that mistake one time.
First.
You're never going to make that mistake again in your life.
So our question is there a generic answer when a woman is feeling uncomfortable about the way she looks in an outfit, or the way that, you know, an outfit fits her and she looks
in it? It's a dress meltdown is what's happening.
It's a dress,
here.
100%.
You're supposed to be somewhere, and 10 minutes before you're going, this has all come to a head. And you know it's coming, because for an hour and a half, you've heard them marching around upstairs in heels, running from one outfit to the next, slamming closet doors and bedroom doors, and going back and forth to one mirror to the next, and the result doesn't get better.
It doesn't.
I try and stay downstairs, low to the floor, quietly, like it's a bomb shelter.
Yeah,
in a
bunker area.
Right, and just hope that she'll come down with a smile on her face.
There is no worse feeling than when you're getting dressed, you have somewhere special to be, and the time is crunching, and you have nothing to wear.
Anything could happen. Yelling, tears, anything.
Oh, gosh.
It's the worst.
Many days crying on the floor.
My fallback now is don't. You're going to smudge your makeup. Don't smudge. Your makeup
don't
looks
do
great.
It.
Don't do it. Look at the ceiling.
1-800-330-9999. Is there ever a right answer to what to say when your significant other is having a dress meltdown? Give us a call. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. I think it's a common thing for women, is you feel very uncomfortable about the way you look. And whenever you're getting dressed and you're feeling insecure, you look to your significant other for guidance, love, and you say, how does this look on me?
Yeah, and the common feeling for men is panic, because there's no right answer.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you do when your significant other is having a dress meltdown?
It's not the dress, it's your body.
That's what you say?
I mean, you think that's a good answer?
No, I don't think that's the answer, but that's usually what women feel. It is not really the clothes that make us feel horrible. It's the way we feel about our body.
And you, so you think that it would be a good idea for a man to point that out to his lady?
I don't know if it's a good idea, but that is the right answer.
Yeah, this woman just wants to see a man massacred. That's what she wants. Thank you for the call. 100%.
If my husband said, it's your body, not the dress.
Can you imagine?
I can't. Like, I would just, like, the scrap, the sound that will come out of my throat.
But guttural. Guttural. Be like a volcano erupting.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. How do you respond when your significant other is having a dress meltdown? The dress meltdown. You know what? I guess it's a real thing.
It's totally a real thing. It happens to me at least once a week.
Yeah. Star 99.9. Anna, that's Raven. So Raven brought this up because his wife was having a dress meltdown about how she didn't like the way it looked. None of her dresses fit. She didn't know what to wear.
I don't have any clothes to wear. I mean, she's in the best shape of her life right now. And I can hear her marching around upstairs angrily trying to get dressed, going through four outfits before we walk out the door. And I never know which one was the first one. She looks great in all of them. No matter what I say, she doesn't believe me.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I can't stand that feeling when you don't feel good about the way you look. And you look to your significant other for guidance. But they
can't say anything.
One wrong word, though, and it's going to change the whole dynamic of the room. And it's going to get yucky really fast.
Yeah, yeah. It's emotional. I'm looking here on Facebook. Antonio says, tell the truth. The truth doesn't have to be hurtful, but the truth is always better. Antonio, you're lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. You couldn't be more incorrect, sir. I'm sorry.
But there's some, there is some
truth
to that.
Thank you for your input.
I would like it if my husband gently
said... No, you wouldn't.
Like, it looks a little tight around the middle.
No, you wouldn't.
Or, I think, in theory, I would appreciate that.
In your mind, you would. Emotionally, in the moment, there is no way even close that you would. No, no, no.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. How do you handle a dress meltdown?
I don't tell her anything, basically, because no matter what I say, it's not going to be the right answer because they're all crazy.
But you know that infuriates her. You know that.
Oh, I know that infuriates her, but it doesn't matter. You can't win. I've been with my wife for 35 years, and it doesn't matter what I say or do, she's still going to turn around and get upset and not take my opinion anyway.
Well, it's your fault. I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah, of course it's always our fault, which is why I'm saying they're all crazy.
Yeah. My husband has this new method and where he just... turns around and he gets like this panic look in his eye and he just walks out of the room as if I don't exist or he can't hear me.
It's fight or flee. It's fight or flee. All right. It's fight or flee. This guy rolls over, plays dead, says nothing.
Right.
Your husband just flees.
Like, where are you going?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're right. You're doomed.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do during a dress meltdown?
Well, the dress meltdown, I was married 17 years, so I kind of already had it all figured out. One, a woman doesn't need to worry about what they wear so much as a society has done, but there's nothing that's going to change them. So you go up there and you act as if it's the first day you picked them up in prom and you're just totally in love with them and you have that look in your eye like you almost want to pull her clothes off.
That's it. Acting is what he says.
Right. You have to win an Academy Award.
Clearly acting is the way to go.
Yep.
You know, for a second at first, I thought...
You let them know that you are the woman I married and for a reason.
Oh, man.
So nice.
I mean, you started off... I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to have it. And now look at you come through strong at the end. Thank you for the advice. What's your name?
It's Adam.
Well done, Adam. Well done.
1-800-330-9999. How do you handle a dress meltdown? Or do you think you should handle it if you're a woman? What do you want to hear? Because that's really what we need to know. Dress meltdowns. You've been there before. You got to get dressed to go out. You're putting on your outfit and you just, oh my gosh, nothing fits. Nothing looks right. Mm-hmm. So you look to your significant other. You say, how does this look? Tell me the truth.
Right. And of course, anything that comes out of their mouth is the wrong thing. It's the wrong. It's a trap, Anna Zapp.
Uh-huh.
It's the dress meltdown trap.
So we asked around the office, how do you respond to a dress meltdown? And this is what James had to say.
You absolutely have to tell them they look great. Every time you highlight the good things. tell them that their fears are overblown. If you're, you got 10 minutes to go, it's go time. We got to stick with the outfit we got on.
Now, if I remind,
that's a lot of pressure.
If I remind my wife about the time in regards to where we need to be and how much longer she has to get ready.
Oh my gosh.
That is it. It will literally blow the back of the house off.
All I keep thinking, he says that.
I mean, I don't even know if we're going together after I say that out loud.
I have already prepared the argument in my head for that.
Right?
Maybe if you got the baby ready or got any of the children ready. Did you even check in the backpack to see if there's diapers in there? Do we have enough formula? I've been doing that all morning. What have you been doing? Watching football?
I've been doing it all week. What have you done with the babies this month?
I mean,
even home.
Oh, we got to leave in 10 minutes? Now you're worried about what time it is? Oh my gosh, I have, it's like ready. That just made me angry for no reason.
Yeah. To be fair, James is the closest thing we have to Ryan Gosling in the building, too. True. On top of the nicest, most even-tempered, well-kept individual. He might be able to pull it off, but it would never work in my house.
1-800-330-9999. How do you handle a dress meltdown in your home? Ah, the dress meltdown.
Oh, it happens every single time that you got somewhere important to go. Could be a barbecue. Could be the store. Could be anything. If it's a cocktail party, forget it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We've been talking about this because Raven came in one day and he was all upset because his wife had a dress meltdown and he doesn't know how to respond. And I think it's a common issue because even when I'm having a dress meltdown about what I'm wearing, I look to my husband and then there's like a sheer panic in his face.
All the things that you rely on him for before that, bringing home the bacon, being there for you when you need something, lifting something heavy out of the garage or whatever it may be. This is his biggest fail, is when you ask him a question about your outfit.
Right, because, you know, there's an insecurity feeling. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I am shocked that women would still ask men whether they think what they're wearing is beautiful. And if they don't feel good, then they should go ahead and change their clothes and something and they feel good about themselves.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got equality on other stuff, well, that's what we're going for.
No.
Don't talk to me because I'm equally going to fail as any other man that you ever encounter.
You know, she brings up an interesting point. It's like, okay, I want to be this independent woman, and I am in a lot of ways.
I'm so strong. Look at me.
Look at me. I do what I want. Man, I call the shots.
Girls rule the world.
But sometimes I need my husband to tell me I'm pretty. And I look in a mirror and I don't like what I see. But, and there's that insecurity. And it's like you need that response.
But we tell you that you're pretty and you don't listen.
Right.
Okay? And we tell you you look great and you don't listen. It actually only infuriates many of them much more.
I asked my husband last night on the couch because I know how like panicked he gets when I have these meltdowns.
Sure. Right. Now you sprung this conversation on him when he's sitting on the couch. He already thinks he's in trouble. I'm
can't
sure.
Run.
So here's what he said.
Paul, if I'm wearing an outfit and having a meltdown because I think it looks bad on me and I ask you, how does this look on me? What do you say?
I tell you that you look great.
Even if I don't?
Oh, I'll highlight the things that look good about you in the outfit.
Like what?
I will highlight your beautiful...
My beautiful what?
Makeup.
Makeup. Right, but if I'm having makeup. Safe. Makeup.
First he knows he's already makeup. In trouble.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
No. Panic. Right.
Well, hon. And then he continues.
He's like sticking his hand on a stove.
Listen, if I say, does this dress make me look wide, and you tell me
it's
my
Russian
makeup looks pretty,
on his couch.
You think that's the right answer?
Right.
You think that's the right answer right there?
It's a Monday night Russian roulette. He had no idea this was going to happen. 6:30, he gets asked this.
Yep.
Right, but if I'm having a meltdown, an outfit makes me look like unattractive, wouldn't you tell me if I did not look good?
I've been there. You get mad at me when I tell you the truth.
I love his defeated just, I've been there.
Right.
I've seen many things.
Right. He's like, why are you doing this to me on a Monday? Did I not do things to please you today?
His
new thing is that he just, we talked about it earlier, he just turns around and walks out of the room
with
like,
he runs
sheer
away.
Panic.
Right.
Runs.
He just runs
away.
Right out of the door.
Yeah, exactly. So then we talked to Kevin Begley here in the office to see his advice on how to get out of this.
Keep in mind, Kevin Begley is a guy who gets paid to talk. That's what he does for a living. Here's what he had to say.
I say, well, why don't we go back to the store and we can look at all different outfits? You can get whatever you want. You can try some on. Or I say you look, because if I say, no, you look beautiful, and she doesn't think she looks beautiful, she's going to get very mad.
What if it's only like 10 minutes before the function you're supposed to go to? What do you do?
That's true.
What do you do?
That's a problem. I say, no, it's okay. There's open bar. It's fine.
Yeah.
This is a man that gets paid to talk. And by the way, every part of his response, the tone is a question. Every part. He ramps up. Listen again.
I say, well, why don't we go back to the store and we can look at all different outfits. You can get whatever you want.
You can try the tone. And then it's, don't worry. There'll be plenty of booze there.
Right. Everybody will be drunk. They won't realize you look ridiculous.
And listen to him catch himself. He's like, wait a minute. Let me rephrase.
It's fine.
yeah, that's a bad idea.
He continues on a second later.
I guess I try to calm her down and be like, okay, everything's going to be fine. You look great. The one phrase that you do not want to say, if it's 10 minutes before a function and she doesn't like how she looks in the dress, I'm telling you this, guys, you don't want to say, it's all in your head.
That's a man who's been burned. That is a man who has been burned.
You tell me it's all in my head. Oh, it's all in my head?
Right.
Oh, you think it's all in my head?
Yeah.
That this dress doesn't zip up the back. That's in my head? That's science. That is science. This zipper does not go up, and you're going
to
tell me
it looks fine? You're mad you're not even getting ready to go somewhere. You're not even getting ready to go somewhere. This is not your husband, and look at how mad you are.
You're going
to
be relieved, though. Because I have a solution to all of this.
Oh, you do?
Yep. We're going to get your wife, Alicia, on the phone. And I know.
Great. Let's remind her about the time she didn't feel good in a dress.
I know what to do to help guys out. We're going to get to it. It's coming up next right here on Star. The dress meltdown. Been there before. You put on an outfit. You have somewhere to be. And then all of a sudden you look in the mirror and you freak out. It's not what you want to see. So you look to your significant other for guidance, advice.
Yeah, and as a guy, you know that you're already in danger. You're in the minefield. There is no right answer for this to handle the dress meltdown.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I have a solution. On the phone, it's Raven's wife, Alicia. Alicia, Raven gets all stressed out when you are upset about a clothing outfit that you're wearing that you don't like on you or something like that, and when you don't have the right clothes to wear, and he freezes up and he doesn't know how to respond. So our question is, how do you want him to respond?
Right. Just tell me.
I want him to be honest. I mean, just like you want your girlfriend to be honest. Don't let me go out of the house looking like a fool. Like, tell me the truth.
The thing, though, as a guy doesn't know when you look like a fool. And no way my wife ever looks like a fool anyways. My wife is radiant in whatever she wears, be it an old T-shirt or a dress or whatever. The other thing that happens, Anna, is that she expects me to go over the moon when she puts on a dress. But I don't know that I'm supposed to be more over the moon about that dress than the other dress that's coming 3 minutes later.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. A nice save saying I look great in everything, but don't lie to me and tell me I look great when I don't because you're trying to save yourself. That's not cool.
But you always look great.
So how can he nicely say to you,
You don't look great.
You don't look great. I don't like that dress. I don't like how that looks on you.
Say it. Use your words. You're a grown up.
Because it sounds like right after that, I'll be greeted with a high five for my honesty, right?
But you know what really upsets me is when I get like a fantastic dress that looks great on me, you know, makes all the things look good that it should. And he's like, yeah, that's pretty. What? Wait a minute. I came down here so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this dress. Look how it fits me. And he's like, yeah, that's nice.
One thing that hasn't been picked up on yet in my wedding, so one thing that I've realized just recently is that if my wife buys something with sequins, I'm supposed to go over the moon about it. Here's the thing, though. I'm not a big sequin guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big sequin guy, Anna.
Okay, you're making me sound like I dress in sequins. And
no, you don't typically, but the last time you brought out a dress that had some sequins on it, like, I was supposed to go insane. And I did not go insane enough, and therefore I was in trouble.
Well, because it hit me in all the right spots. Like, it was a great dress.
And you didn't go over the moon. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a safe word. Now, when Raven feels like he's in a corner where there's an outfit that you have on where he doesn't think you look your best, and he doesn't know how to say it without being offensive, he's going to use this word, and you can't get mad at him. Now, what's that word going to be, Alicia? You get to pick it.
Oh, no. See, I don't like that. I don't like that. Just say it.
I'm doomed one way or the other.
The safe word is banana hammock. Banana hammock. You're just going to roll in there, Raven. You're going to be like, she's going to be like, how does this make me look okay?
So I'm going to say banana hammock, and you think that that's going to make her feel good about what she's wearing.
You should probably duck. But I would say that's your code word, Alicia, so that you know that he's not in love with the way you look in something, you know, because he gets nervous. He gets stressed out. He's afraid he's going to say something to offend you.
I have a solution for all of this. If I don't like my clothes, just give me your credit card and send me them all.
You have two of my credit cards on you at this moment.
Just go to the mall. Right. Alicia, go to the mall.
Right. What are you even talking about?
Just go wait until they open. Just go to the mall right now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That was permission. I have all of you as witnesses.